You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Six months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. Eight teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz. Look at this, huh?
What, you and I in the same room doing the show together?
They built a studio just for us for this show. Incredible.
Choked up.
Are you okay?
I'm choked up.
Yeah.
Because they did. They built a studio for God bless football. That was a disgusting phlegm bomb. I hope you guys caught that. I did. This is weird, you and I being in the same room doing the show together, because we've never done it that way.
We actually have never. The only time we've been together doing this show is at Radio Row. We've never been in the same room doing this. I'm trying to think. Maybe one time. Oh, you know what? We would do it together when we would do the picks, like with Mojo and Chris in the old little studio. But like, this is obviously a lot different than that.
I miss those guys.
I do. I actually got an email from Mojo this morning that I got to get back to.
Did you?
Yeah. And I got some texts from K-Funk last week. Like, I was worried that we were going to lose them, but I'm starting to be a little more optimistic. I think we may lose Chris.
Why?
Because Chris is busy. Ice Shaker's like a big company.
I know it is.
He seems very busy doing things.
I know. We don't ask much, though. We ask for 5 minutes every week, 15 minutes every week. I should say 20 minutes every week. Sometimes 30 minutes every week. We don't ask a lot, though.
Well, for nothing, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But I feel like his Ice Shaker business has boomed since he started doing the show with us. I do.
I don't know that that's because of us, necessarily.
Okay.
Who do you think, if you were to ask, and this is a very strange way to start God Bless Football, who do you think, if we were to lose any of them, we would lose? Because I have two that I think we may lose.
Of just that crew?
Yeah, of that crew.
I would say Mojo would be... I would say Mojo and Chris.
Really?
We're never going to lose K-Funk.
I'm worried about Jabba.
Why?
Because I'm worried about Jabba. I feel like you've strung him along a little bit with like, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And Jabba's not a dumb guy. And Jabba's kind of like, what am I doing?
I mean, Jabba got us the biggest guest of the year last year.
Yeah.
That was not me. That was not you. That was not anyone else. That was Jabba Chamberlain who got us Eli Manning. He also really helped getting Matt Rhule. We should be better to Jabba. He's done more than the rest, and I feel like we should. First off, you're saying that I made certain promises to Jabba Chamberlain.
Yeah.
We've made certain promises to Jabba Chamberlain.
No.
We are a team, my friend.
No.
Whether you like it or not.
No.
Don't pin the promises on me.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm worried because, we've told him, like, yeah, let's do a baseball podcast. And I would love to do a baseball podcast with Jabba. But
God bless baseball.
Yeah, but I'm not in charge of that. So I'm very...
What makes you think I'm in charge of it?
I always stop very short of we're definitely doing it. You know what I mean? It's like, well, how do we make this happen? It's like, we're trying to figure that out. But anyway.
We just had a conversation with Jabba. I don't care. We're here now. I'm going to stay here just for a second. But we just discussed this with Jabba. And you're right. He probably feels like I'm the one stringing him along.
Yeah.
Right? He has to feel like that.
Possibly. Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Well,
I am. You're right.
Anyway.
Anyway, it's football. It's God bless football. Where do you go for football news? Like, when you want to catch up on what's going on in the world of the NFL, where do you go to? Like, what's your go-to site? Because you were telling me before, you go to the NFL.com.
Well, so so you're asking this because you saw me taking down notes before we started.
I was very impressed.
Well, because again, like, we never do this together, so you've never kind of seen like what goes on beforehand.
Right.
So, you know, I do the rounds. I go through ESPN. I look at the side tabs, see if there's any NFL news there. If not, then I'll go to the NFL page. Then maybe I'll head over to NFL.com.
Right.
Then I'll go to the news section there. You know what I mean? Then maybe look on NBC Sports.
When do you get to Sims' site?
Well, that's the thing. And then I go and I see what Chris Sims is talking about. Chris Sims is already, don't get me started on him, because he's doing his annual top 40 NFL quarterback situation. And right. I already know. What? I already know I'm not happy with where he has Tua.
Well, do you know where he has Tua?
I don't know the exact number, because once I saw where we started, I'm like, I'm not doing this with you this year, Chris.
Can you check to see if he's updated? Well,
he's only updated a couple. Okay. He's only updated a couple. But the ones that he put out there, I'm like, what are we? He had Bryce Young at like 40 or something. It's like, okay, Chris, I see what you're doing.
I mean, Bryce Young at 40 is fair for a guy who's never played in the NFL.
He had like two other quarterbacks that were drafted after Bryce Young ahead of him on his top 40 quarterbacks.
Really? I mean, that's what Sims does, though. It's why he's great at this.
He just does things sometimes.
No, but the easy thing to do is put Bryce Young down, and he's saying, no, I think there were two guys who are better than Bryce Young.
He's just doing a thing.
I'm guessing it was Richardson and probably Stroud, right?
I think that's, who was him. He's just doing his thing, you know what I mean? Let me zig over here. And
he would not be, listen, you love Chris Sims. He claims to love you, yet you feel like he wants to punch you in the face. This is not helping, okay? When you say he's doing a thing.
He knows he's doing a thing. Come on. He knows that. He's going to come down here in a couple weeks for, 18 days, I think he committed to. So we'll be fine.
To watch film. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, he's not coming. Mm. I want these rankings, though. Where do you feel like he's going to put Tua? Outside of the top 15, probably? Like, he's gonna put, like, Kirk Cousins ahead of him.
Let me see where he had him last year, because I feel like he's going to be in the, if I were to guess, 15 to 20 range, but nothing surprises me with him. I'm telling you, if he has him like a 27, I wouldn't be shocked. Nothing surprises me with him.
So you're saying he did a top 40? He's doing a top 40.
Yeah, but he's revealing him like a couple numbers at a time.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember last year he did something with Tua. I remember we were talking about it and we were not happy with who it is. I hate when there's like you go and you pick someone, you go to click a link, and then it's like, do you accept all these terms? It's like, no, just give me the list of the quarterbacks I'm trying to look for. I'm doing a show here. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. You think they know that? Hold on. Top 40 quarterback countdown.
Mariota was ahead of Tua last year. So Tua was at 29. Marcus Mariota was at 28. Mitchell Trubisky, 27. Jameis Winston was ahead of him. Wow, look, he had Jalen Hurts at 25. Big swing and a miss for old Chris Sims, huh?
Are you going to say that to him next time he's on? You should break down.
Someone who watches all this tape, he had Jalen Hurts at 25.
No, I want you to listen. Next time Sims is on, and I have no idea when that next time is going to be, I want to go through last year's list and have you tell him all the spots where he was wrong. Because Jalen Hurts, 25th, for a guy who prides himself on being a quarterback expert, is pretty bad.
Mac Jones at 18.
Really?
Carson Wentz, 19.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Derek Carr. Ugh. Oh, my God. Number 7, Russell Wilson. Are you supposed to listen to this guy? What the hell does he know? Jeez.
He's a weekly guest on our show. Oh. He's what gives us the credibility to act like jackasses. What do you mean?
I mean, 25 for Jalen Hurts.
Are you going to call him out next time he's on?
No, I'm probably going to be more upset with his current list for this year by the time he comes back on.
Are you going to be mad if I present it as, hey, I want to go through your list last year. Billy pointed some things out to me.
You can do it. What do I care? What's he going to do? He's never going to come here, so it doesn't matter.
Right. He can't punch you in the face from New Jersey.
Exactly right. And he doesn't want us to go to him. He's not going to come here. So we're all safe.
We are. We're going to have Mike Gola Jr. on here. I miss Gojo. It's been a while since we talked to Gojo.
I don't think we've talked to him since the Super Bowl. Did we even have him on at the Super Bowl? I don't remember. We talked to so many people at the Super Bowl.
I don't think we had Gojo at the Super Bowl.
Mm. So we spoke to him not on camera, Danny told us.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the audience doesn't know that, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited. What's going on in the NFL, Billy? Because you were taking down notes before we got started. I'm sorry I don't see that when you're at home.
It's okay.
I do appreciate the research that you do for this show. But what's going on in the NFL besides Aaron Rodgers to the Jets?
Well, last week, so the schedules came out last week, right? So when we recorded with Chris Sims, he knew the Sunday night slate but wouldn't tell us and claimed that he didn't know the Sunday night slate, which is fine, but he was lying to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then your Jets schedule came out. We didn't go over the Jets schedule last week.
I got to be honest. I don't like the fan that I've become since Aaron Rodgers became a Jet. Like, now that I have a quarterback, I don't like the fan that I've become.
What have you done?
I don't care about the draft. I didn't look through the Jets' schedule. I didn't do win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. I just assume they're going to be very good. Hmm. And I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't like where I've arrived as a fan, Billy, where because I now have a quarterback for the first time in 40 years, I have a quarterback where I'm not checking the small things, the little things, to make sure my team's going to have a good season, you know?
But you assume they're going to be a wild card team, right? You think they're going to win the division?
I think they have a chance to win the division. I certainly hope they're going to be a wild card team. They should be a wild card team. They were close to making it in as a wild card with Zach Wilson as their quarterback, and now they've upgraded to the greatest quarterback many of us have ever seen. So, yeah, I think they're going to be good, but I just don't like the feeling of the schedule comes out, and I'm not concerned enough to go rush and check that schedule because I finally have a quarterback. I don't like that feeling. It's a weird feeling. Perhaps I'll get used to it.
Have you seen the schedule or no?
The Jets schedule?
I'm worried that this is going to become God Bless the Jets, and this is just going to be a Jets podcast.
I'm thinking about
year.
A weekly Jets podcast, just so you know.
Well, I think that that's what this is going to become.
It won't.
Which is my concern.
I haven't looked at the Jets schedule. I had someone tell me it's very difficult, especially the first 10 weeks.
It looks like it. I mean, I'll just give you the teams. You play the Bills, Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs.
Are you going to win lost me right now on the Jets?
I don't know if we have enough time. Do you want to do like a lightning round of
lightning round? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Week one,
Bills.
At home?
Yes.
Win.
Oh,
God.
At Cowboys.
At where?
At Cowboys.
At Dallas the next week?
Yeah.
That's a win.
Okay. Versus the Patriots in New York.
Win.
Okay. Hosting the Chiefs.
Oh, that's a loss.
Okay.
Damn it.
Then you go to Denver, Broncos.
That's a win.
Should be a win.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, though, the eighth best quarterback, according to Chris Sims.
Host the Eagles.
We host the Eagles?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. They gave us no breaks. That's a win.
Win. Okay. Then you have the Giants.
That's a win.
Win. All right. Then you host the Chargers.
I'll give them a loss.
Okay, then at the Raiders.
Win.
New home, possibly, of Tom Brady. We can get to that later.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Then at Buffalo.
That's a loss.
Loss. Versus the Dolphins. You host the Dolphins.
Win.
Win. Then you have the Commanders at home.
Win.
Win. Then you have the Browns at Cleveland.
Win.
Uh-huh. And then at the Patriots.
Win.
Win.
Huh.
I feel like I skipped one. Did I skip one of the Dolphins games? I think I did.
You did at Dolphins.
Oh, I also skipped the Falcons and the Texans, which should be wins. How many games?
Falcons,
did I give
Texans,
you?
One, or wins two, at Dolphins, a loss. Three more games you need to fill in there. So two wins, one loss.
I only give you 14.
Yeah,
of,
but I just gave you the
games.
I just gave you the three games. The Falcon game
is
win.
A win.
Yep. Okay. The Texans win, uh-huh, at Dolphins, loss. What's my record?
Okay, so you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're 13-4. I did this wrong. Now I have 13-3. I don't know. This is going well.
Yeah. Well, anyway. 13-4. Yeah. That's the record. Yes.
I mean, that should win the division, I would think.
It should win everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is going to go so poorly for you.
I think it'll be 4-13.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA play-in tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA play-in tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
God bless football, Mike Golic Jr.
God bless football, Stu Gatz. How we doing, buddy?
We're doing good. We'll get to Mikey A., who is coming out of the gates hot today. He really is. He's not wasting any time. But first, where are you? Because, Billy, it looks to me like Gojo's in some sort of like...
bed and breakfast.
Yes, exactly right. You nailed it. Where are you, Gojo?
I am at the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. There's some Notre Dame Athletic Director Sports Summit here by the Olympic Training Center. And what I have figured out is I am at a hotel that has better internet than my apartment. And that is humbling, to say the least.
That looks like someone's home. That's a hotel.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a hotel. Someone's going to actually come make this bed. And you know what? The coolest thing is this is how you can tell it. So there's, I think, a couple of ways to tell if a hotel's really fancy or not. One is they got their own like in-house lotion and the pumps in there. That's incredible. Post-shower,
it's
I'm
great.
Soft like a baby.
Yeah.
But they also have a little boat full of mints, like after-dinner mints, just on the desk here.
Is this hotel in 1980? Like, what's happening here?
Yes. Oh, Billy, it's like the hotel from The Shining. I'm 99% sure it's haunted.
Oh, good.
Wait, do you like when they have the full bottles of like shampoo, conditioner, soap inside the shower? Mike, I don't want you to be too impressed. I just stayed at a Homewood Suites, and they had the same exact thing. Yes.
I mean, Homewood Suites knows what they're doing. All right. I've often said, if you're a college, if you're like a college football, like you work around the sport, you travel to all these off the beaten path spots.
Right.
That's basically the Ritz-Carlton of college football road travel.
Do you take them? I always take them. If they're the little ones and I use a little bit, I take them.
No, these are big bottles that are mounted up against the wall.
They have that at my gym, which is like, and it's like
gym.
Yeah, no, they have that. They have that like at the LA Fitness.
I thought he was getting special treatment.
No. They have like at the LA Fitness. It's like a dispenser, right? And it's like a pink color or like a light blue color. And it's probably like the stuff that you use to wash your dishes or something, right? And then when you look at the dispenser, it says like body wash slash shampoo slash conditioner. It's like it can't be all of those things.
No, if it's more than two things, then it's gonna get rid of your hair the way it did for mine. Like I'm convinced while genetics plays a part in this, that the amount of like 4-in-1 shampoo, body wash, and toothpaste that I used in college probably came back to haunt me.
Well, we'll get to Mikey A in a second here, but the other thing about a Homewood Suites, tell me if you agree. If your room is situated facing the outdoor barbecue pit and lounging area, it's a very dangerous game, right? I mean,
Well, Stu Gatz, is it dangerous because you're going to be there openly people watching, or are you going to go down there and try and cut it up a little bit?
No, dangerous because I'm not going to get any sleep because they party till all hours at those Homewood Suites. No,
That is my favorite part because you see the people that will like pull their cars up to the back and then just start bringing 30 racks and stuff back there. Homewood Suites can get a little rowdy, especially, like I said, college football weekend, man. You get a bunch of people from one school that are all down there, maybe parents of the players, and they are getting drunk, like capital D drunk down in that lobby.
What are you doing there?
What do you mean?
No, what is he doing there?
Who?
Gojo, he hasn't told us why he's there.
Oh, yeah, it's a good question.
Oh,
so you're asking me. I'm hosting the show with you, Billy.
I'm emceeing a Notre Dame Athletic Director's Sports Summit out here. It's a sports summit about high-level Olympic athletic training, which is why they brought in me and my dad to talk to these athletes.
It's a paycheck, I mean.
Yes, exactly.
Who is making more money doing stuff like that than your dad these days? Nobody, right?
Nobody. My dad for a while really has got the best gig ever. I mean, getting paid to like sling diabetes medication and Mountain Dew and Nutrisystem over the years and now parlaying into stuff like this. He's a hero.
On at Super Bowl week on Radio Row, he went to one side of Radio Row and pitched diabetes and medication. And then the other side, it was beef jerky. The guy is amazing.
Stu Gatz, he had a type 2 diabetes medication deal and a Mountain Dew deal at one point during the Mike and Mike era.
Wow. Legend. Legend. Mikey A., go ahead with your question, your request for Mike Golic Jr. Let me say on the front end, I'm so proud of you, Mikey.
I was looking at my notes and it says, don't ask, just say, what is it you're going to be able to do for me if I happen to choose my football trip to be Ohio State at Notre Dame? What can the Golic family do for me at that game?
Oof. All right. I guess the first question is, what kind of group are we dealing with here? Is it just you? Is it a bunch of people? What are we talking
about? It's four meatheads. We're four meatheads. Oof.
Mm. All right, four meatheads. All right, so I've got to up the liability factor a little bit on this. All right, well, you tell me. Like, let's negotiate a little bit. What are you looking for here?
I'm looking to be set up prior to the game. I don't want to pay for a single drink or a single piece of food leading up to kick. I want to be on the field. I want to hit the sign so I can then say I've done that.
You want to run out with a team?
This
Mike
is insane.
No. Call a play and be fine. Okay. But I don't need to run out with that. I don't need to be running, Stu.
Okay.
Yeah. Good point. I generally want to be treated like I'm a Golic that weekend. So basically, I want my own golf cart, you know. Hmm. We only need one for the four of us. I don't need four different golf carts, you know. I'm not crazy.
That's nice.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Let's go down the list here. And I appreciate you itemizing it this way. It tells me what I can already lop off and tell you isn't going to happen. So your own golf cart, probably not going to happen. What I can try and negotiate, and this is when Dad gets back up here, is potential chauffeur service with his golf cart. So one of your friends may have to walk, but you can fit three other people onto that golf cart with my dad. So if you've got one guy in the group you don't really like as much, kick him off, make him walk. It's a lovely time to be in campus when you're going to be there. It's ideal walking weather for him. The rest of you can ride in style on dad's golf cart. Tapping the sign, probably not going to happen, but we can talk about maybe Friday stadium tour in the lead up to that, get to walk around before we get to the game day atmosphere. Ooh. Calling a play, probably not going to happen. They're already making the transition to new offensive coordinator. And so this is me protecting myself, because if you call a bad play, then it's going to affect our friendship, because I've convinced myself we can actually beat Ohio State this year.
First off, I'm going four verts. So if you can't do that, then that's on you guys. I'm going four verts.
We've got Sam Hartman playing quarterback this year. Or we can do everything. Four verts.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Back now, baby.
You know what? He's arrived where I've arrived as a professional football fan. Mikey, I was just saying before he came on, I don't like where I've arrived as a Jet fan, where I think just because we have Aaron Rodgers, we can do anything.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's really what's happened. We're the same now. Oh, my God.
Dojo, I have a question for you, because I feel like part of this is the week that Mikey's asking for, right? So, like, if he wanted to go to CMU the week before, what could he get out of this? Because we were also telling him, he said he didn't want to be
a lesser opponent.
He said that he didn't want to be at a game that caused the Golic any sort of bad memories. So I said, well, you should pick probably the easiest game on the schedule to make sure that they're happy when you're there. Because if you pick a game and then they lose, you'll be associated with that loss. So if
Picking Marshall last year, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, listen, all right.
That's why you just go big or you go home. Mm-hmm. That's why you just go big here.
And honestly, bringing up that game again, you just lost the golf cart privilege. Just
wow.
We'll talk.
Mikey, tread lightly, man. He's trying to help you out.
It was more a shot at Billy than it was at Golic. It was more just saying that your point is probably not valid.
Like, if you go to Tennessee State, I feel like you could, like, be quarterback at a certain point in the game. You know what I mean? Like, late in the fourth quarter.
Mikey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mikey, you'd be like one of those make-a-wish things where they hand you off the ball in the fourth quarter and let you run for a touchdown.
Nobody touches me? That's good.
Wow, a touchdown, huh?
we get him down there in like a goal line package there. But yeah, Mikey, this really was the mistake, because like my parents are going to go to the game and probably use their nice seats for Ohio State. Central Michigan, you could have probably convinced them to stay home, and now all of a sudden you're eating in the luxury box there.
Well,
they got all you can eat, all you can drink booze up there. They have a little cart that comes around at halftime. They literally have an indoor basically ice cream truck that they trot around at halftime.
Ooh.
And you can just go get free dilly bars in there. So that could have been you at Central Michigan. Ohio State, that's going to be Dad up there furthering the diabetes.
While sponsoring Mountain Dew.
Yeah, right, securing a check is what he's doing.
Taking care of his family.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, how do you feel about the care that Gojo is taking of you right now? What do you think?
It sounds like he's prioritizing his father over me right now, which I'm not loving, but
selfish.
You know, I think it's a good negotiation jump off point. I think we can parlay this into something.
What I will say, Mikey, is by going with Ohio State, you do increase the likelihood of not having to pay for a food or drink beforehand, because the one thing is, I'll know a lot of people back there tailgating. Everyone's going to go back for that one. So I could send you out to one of the different poles in the parking lot, or maybe one of my buddies has a nice tailgate setup. Honestly, I could send you my old lawyer out there, the guy who got me out of my drinking arrest when I was a freshman in college. Jeff Stasiak, Piper Morgan and Stasiak at South Bend. He's got an incredible tailgate. The guy owes me because every time people got arrested, I sent him business. So I essentially built an annex or a different wing on his house with the number of business I sent his way.
Yeah.
And so he owes me. And so maybe I can send you guys to his tailgate.
Well, he also got you out of jail, so you owed him.
Classic Stasi. That's his job, though. I mean, you know.
Stu Gott, you'll love this. His
what were you in jail for?
What? Wait a minute. What?
What?
Wow.
Why?
How do I get that?
Stasi, why?
I don't know. They call him El Toro. I never got the answer why. I mean, he did bulldog me out of a drink. It wasn't even a drinking ticket. I went to full-on jail my freshman year.
Yeah.
And then he got it off by record.
The
so.
Clink.
The clink. Wait, so why'd you go to jail?
Minor intoxication. I blew a .03 at a women's lacrosse party.
What?
He was underage drinking.
Yeah, I was 18. It was after Michigan State. We had lost and bussed back home. I didn't play, so I was fresh as a daisy. And I went to this party and was chugging Franzia with one of my buddies. And the rest, as they say, is history, Stu Gott.
Right.
Went down to the – you know what? I felt honored that night. And it was – I'd been trying to gain weight at that point. I was trying to get bigger. And I felt like I had really accomplished something because – the cops were putting zip ties on everybody else, and they gave me the real metal cuffs.
Wow.
Wow. Impressive. Yeah. Congratulations.
I know. He's a big, strong boy.
Then El Toro did his thing.
Listen, you'll be in, if you have an El Toro who has your back, you'll be just as emboldened as Gojo was, you know? El Toro will get you out of anything. Mikey, I have the Jets going 13-4.
He learns nothing, Gojo. He learns nothing.
It hurts. Billy, so good.
Billy brought up a very funny, and we've discussed things like this before, me and you, Gojo, okay, and Mikey A, and Mikey C back in the day. Billy brought up the fact that Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, is now a CBS analyst.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll let Billy present what it is that he was telling me, because he is so dead on with this.
Well, so we were going through, like, the haps in the NFL, and we were seeing what news things we can kind of talk about this week. And one of the things is Matt Ryan is going to be a CBS analyst. But it also says, but he's not retiring. So it's basically like he's going to be on TV every week with the door open just in case. So we're kind of talking and saying he's kind of going to spend every commercial break on the little fields that they have. He's going to be throwing passes just to kind of stay in shape. But I told Stu Gott, Matt Ryan looks like a CBS analyst. Like, I think he got the right network there.
Like the prototypical CBS analyst. He does.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a stock Wii character, just a blank white face that you can paint on.
Well, I feel like he also at some point, and this is a bold prediction, so don't hold me to it if it doesn't come through. I feel like at a certain point he's going to be wearing like a checkered print jacket at some point, you know, like maybe like thin lines that then form squares on there somewhere.
Is he the person that looks most like a CBS analyst?
Look, if he was on Fox, NFL Network, or ESPN, I'd be like, what is happening right now? But on CBS, I'm like, yeah.
No, Fox wouldn't hire him.
That adds up.
Yeah, they would hire him.
I could see him taking that checkered jacket off and doing one of those, like, 10-foot by 10-foot play designs where he shows you, and this is why this guy is so important to the thing, and throwing an absolute dart at one of the older analysts.
He's going to look absolutely great, and every team with any sort of quarterback question will be like, we need to get Matt Ryan this week. And then maybe he'll go and he'll sign somewhere and be a disaster.
Oh, it's going to – well, and you guys know, because I was thinking about this last week when that news that J.J. Redick interviewed with the Toronto Raptors came out, which is – you can always tell the analysts that are angling for a little bit more, because the rest of us just gas bag a lot of hot takes and we're going for the easiest possible headline. But the ones that are actually spending time breaking down a lot of the X's and O's and really they're auditioning for a different audience. Like most of the sports audience, they're going to get some of that, but you're playing to a different crowd. And so Matt Ryan, you know, is going to be putting his best foot forward every week. It's going to be the most elite under the helmet breakdowns of a quarterback ever. Cause he's trying to show Kyle Shanahan that, hey, when you get to week 11 and all your quarterbacks have folded up again, and you're trying to start the new undrafted free agent that's going to supplant Brock Purdy, you could potentially just have Matt Ryan come in there and be another veteran replacement level quarterback in that offense.
I'm trying to think of the guy who most looks like CBS analyst, though. Is it Matt Ryan? Trent Green is also a CBS analyst.
Well, you want to get someone in the league that's retiring, right? Like first year out. So you got to go with someone that's like semi-youngish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like someone who potentially one day will be a CBS analyst?
Like someone that left the league last year and is headed to CBS. I feel like Matt Ryan is the most CBS of them,
well,
right?
So could I throw in, because he had a one and done with NBC, maybe because in his heart he was supposed to be at CBS. Could Drew Brees be a guy that falls into that category?
Yes.
I can see it.
Yes, very much so. Yes, but Philip Rivers would go to Fox, right?
Ooh, yeah, Philip Rivers feels like he's the direct successor of like Terry Bradshaw. Like he's going to grow a goatee and just start to work his way into that.
I think he's right about that. Yeah.
Because like I'm looking at the picture of the CBS talent lineup now.
Yes.
And the potential for Matt Ryan to just morph into Phil Simms is right there.
Right. Well, or Boomer Esiason.
Right. Basically the same guy.
They are. Put it on the poll. Are Chris Simms and Boomer Esiason the same person? We'll take a quick time out here with Gojo. Come back with him in just a second. Billy, you seem very excited over the fact that Tom Brady is going to have, I wouldn't say a major stake in the Las Vegas Raiders, but a stake nonetheless in the Las Vegas Raiders. Why are you so excited for this?
I don't know, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know why I'm excited about this. There's just something about it that excites me. Then I was thinking, well, like he can't still be on the air. He can't do his broadcasting job if he's going to be a part owner, right?
Right.
But then I read somewhere that he can. So I guess he could still be on the air with his $375 million deal or whatever it is, broadcasting. He could then also be part owner of the Raiders and Stu Gotts and Gojo and Mike Ye. Here's something that I was reading in the rags, as they put it. I was reading that him and Kim Kardashian have struck up a close friendship and that Kim has been reaching out to him to get real estate advice because she is trying to buy a vacation home in the Bahamas in the same community where Tom Brady owns a vacation home, and that they've become quite friendly, which has me hoping that this goes the way that we all want this to go.
Gojo's mind is blown. Oh, my God.
I love this. Billy, coming off the week where we saw Kim K at the Lakers game and everyone was speculating about that, her and Kris Jenner are just keeping an eye on Tristan Thompson. He's emerged from the darkness back onto that Lakers bench, so they've got to tail him everywhere he goes. But I love this for Kim and Tom's next foray. What a perfect pairing. They're both coming off some hard times. Kim's obviously really actually bad with Kanye. I love this for them. I actually think they could be really happy together. They seem to, they kind of exist in the same space already.
Here's the thing, though, and if we're going to talk about the Kardashians and their dating habits, I don't love Kendall and Bad Bunny together, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. There's something about it that doesn't seem entirely sincere, and I don't really love it for each of them, like together. I like that individually, I like them together, doesn't work. I'm trying to figure out, I like the idea of Kim and Tom Brady together, but I don't know if I'll actually like it when they are together. You know what I mean?
Is he her type? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, I mean
no, you know, is Brady her type?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. No, I asked it for you. I saw what you wanted to ask, and I asked it for you. Yeah.
I mean, the answer is no, but also maybe yes. Now, they're both a little bit older. They've both been around the block. They've done the marriage thing. They've both matured. They've got kids.
Right.
Maybe they've arrived at the place in life where all of a sudden the stability that the other affords starts to look very enticing. And they say, you know what? We met each other at the right time. I love this love story for them.
I do too. Like, there's no problem with finding love late in life. You know
I agree.
What I mean?
Yes. Well, I mean, except for De Niro, a little too late.
Well, that's selfish. I'm just going to say selfish. When you have a kid at 79, that kid is not going to have a parent for a long time.
His first meeting with the kid's teachers, will he be alive?
Oh, Lord.
That's just 6 years from now, Billy.
His first parent-teacher conference meeting is going to be the footage they show from him reading his will.
Oh, my
post-mortem.
God. Jeez. This took a turn.
What turn did it take? It took the turn you wanted
it
to take.
No, it didn't. I didn't want to talk about Robert De Niro being dead.
I'm just trying to...
We didn't do this. He did this, all right?
He
did the irresponsible thing, not us.
First day of kindergarten. Will he be there? I mean...
God, could you imagine just the pictures that the paparazzi takes of Tom Brady and Kim at like a youth soccer game together supporting one of the kids?
Whose last name would you rather take? Like, would you rather be Tom Kardashian or Kim Brady?
I don't think it works like that.
It can work however you want it to work, man.
That would be incredible.
If it was Tom Kardashian?
Yeah, we tune into Fox.
TK12.
Oh, my God. And he comes back and he plays quarterback and he wins 7 rings as Tom Kardashian.
Who do you think has a stronger brand in all seriousness? The Kardashian or the Brady?
That's why I was asking.
So you think for him, you think this is more beneficial for Tom Brady?
100%.
Wow.
Gojo, you agree?
Completely. The Kardashians dwarf everything Tom Brady has done. He is an ant compared to them.
Where do you think this ends with Tom? Because Tom's kind of just like moving and shaking, and he's got his, you know, he's in the mix for everything that's going on right now.
It ends with him playing, winning more Super Bowls. Yeah. TK12.
Could he be a team owner for the Raiders and still come back and play for the Dolphins?
He can do whatever the f*** he wants. Oh. I feel like he's playing by different rules, Gojo, Tom Brady. I don't know what this means. What does it mean, Gojo? We have a football expert on. He might know. What does it mean?
I actually think it means that he just wants to continue to terrorize J.J. Watt. This is the advice I gave Tom on our show, which is, listen, going and working as a broadcaster, too much work. You don't want to do that. Mm-mm. Going back and playing football at this point, too much work. Take a page out of J.J. Watt's book and be rich the right way. Own a little bit of a team, but be the public-facing part and reap all the positive benefits. And Tom has made a routine now of one-upping J.J. Watt. Remember, Tom retired the same year J.J. Watt retired, which means he trounced that. He's going to give his Hall of Fame acceptance speech the same year J.J. Watt does in 5 years. And so he's going to overshadow J.J. there. And now J.J. went and bought a little piece of Burnley FC with his wife. And he's feeling good. And everyone's giving him this attention. And he's on GMA. And then Tom Brady goes and does this and is now immediately going to one-up him again there. So I'm just convinced Tom's going to follow J.J. Watt around now post-retirement and just do everything he does a little bit better.
I have an idea. And call me crazy. Call me crazy. Commissioner Kardashian. Tom Brady goes in and he replaces Goodell. And he's just the public face of the NFL. He just shows up at the draft. If there's any discipline thing, he has someone else kind of deal with that thing. Maybe, he hires one of the other Kardashians to deal with that. He brings like a chief of staff that handles the discipline. He's just the face of the NFL. Commissioner Tom Kardashian.
I like that. Yeah.
See, Tom and Kim Kardashian, no, co-commissioners.
See, you're missing it here, Mikey A.
At 50-some-odd million dollars, they'd both be taking a pay cut. Anyway, go ahead, Gojo. Well,
I was just going to say, they'd be great as the face, but what you really get and the advantage you get is it's Commissioner Chris Jenner.
Yes. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Commissioner Chris.
I love it. God. I love it. What if we were Coach?
No.
Coach
no.
K.
That's below him. I'm back in.
Yep. All the way.
I'm back in.
All the way back in.
I wanted to coach basketball at Duke, too. Forget football.
Gojo, Billy loves the Black Friday game. Do you love the game? Now, the Jets are playing the Dolphins on Black Friday. Billy loves Black Friday. I think he thinks he loves this thing, but has no idea that it might get in the way of Billy trying to find some good deals. No.
I love this because I feel like now if I'm shopping on Amazon, it's going to be in the top corner the entire time. So unless I'm like, and I don't know that for a fact, but I'm imagining that they're going to set this up so you can be shopping while you're watching the game, unless you're doing it like on your phone. But I feel like you're going to be able to do it. How do you guys feel about this? Because the report came out last week that the Bengals were really pushing to be the ones that hosted this Black Friday game every year, which, by the way, is telling us that the NFL is thinking like this partnership with Amazon, like, every Black Friday, we're going to have a game. Like, this is just a tradition that's starting now for the foreseeable future. So the Bengals wanted in on that. And then we heard reports that other teams actually wanted in on it, too. And the Jets now want to host every single Black Friday. They didn't originally until they got the game. And they're like, why don't we make this our thing? So how do you guys feel about that, Sugat, being the Black Friday game every single year as a Jets fan?
I don't want to be a part of a traditional game. I'm good not being a part of some sort of traditional game. Like the Lions are the tradition on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Has it worked out well for them? Mm-hmm. So like the Bengals could have it as far as I'm concerned.
But every Friday after Thanksgiving, you'd have a Jets game.
Yeah, I know. But I get one regardless. I get one Sunday after Thanksgiving.
But
it's
not Friday.
They're going to put the Jets on Thanksgiving Day with Aaron Rodgers eventually.
But these two guys, that's the thing, is you've got to parlay Aaron Rodgers into something long term, because this is 2 years max,
right?
And then you have to go back to being the Jets.
Right.
And so what do you want to walk out of this with? Potentially having locked down that Friday deal during the Aaron Rodgers era seems like the smart way to leverage it.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand what you're saying. And Mikey, you want any part of this? Like, I don't listen, Aaron Rodgers on a short week is one thing, but any other Jet quarterback on a short week is not a good thing for us.
That's the thing. You mentioned, like, have we learned nothing from the Lions? For years, the conversation on Thanksgiving was, do we really need to get rid of the Lions on Thanksgiving because of how bad they are? Now the Lions are a little fun, and it'll be fun to watch them. But, like, let's not forget, this is the Jets. Like, we are 2-3 years away from them being the Jets that are 4 wins. I don't need that every year. I can just deal with it on Sundays.
I don't like that. But, like, to Gojo's point, you want to get something out of this.
I want a Super Bowl.
Well, that's not going to happen.
A Super Bowl is the thing.
But that's not going to – it's not going to end up happening that way. So you may as well get
a Friday game.
Come on.
Guys.
So I might as well get a Friday game?
Yeah, every year.
It seems like a
– might as well get a short week.
It's a horrific consolation prize. Hey, you didn't win a Super Bowl, but you got a game every Friday once a year.
No. I mean, you got it on a discount because you're a Prime member, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Billy, hey. Should they start doing deals based on the game? Like, if the Jets go up a touchdown, do you get 35% off your next order?
I do like that. The idea.
I think that's the kind of stuff we should be
doing. Jets merchandise?
No, like fourth quarter deals, things like that. I do like that. If Billy, you tie discounts to what's going on in the game, is great.
QR codes popping up on the screen to let you know what.
Yes!
And, I mean, you could have them tease it in the halftime broadcast. Coming up, make sure you're tuned in the third quarter with a special deal on luggage for the upcoming season. QR code pops up. Because this is the good thing about the Black Friday game. I hear college football fans complain about the NFL going on that Friday because the Friday of Thanksgiving week is traditionally a very big college football day. There's usually a bunch of primetime standalone windows throughout that day. And so having the Black Friday game on Amazon means I can have this on my laptop and then be channel flipping with college football on the regular TV.
So who, God rest his soul, Billy Mays would have been the perfect pitch man for a Black Friday NFL game to just be throwing down to like what the latest deal is.
He would have.
Who is our present day pitch person that we can have? Because I have an idea, but you guys may not like this idea.
Present
Martha,
day.
Martha Stewart.
Wow. How about that news, by the way, this week, huh?
Snoop.
Mayday.
Inappropriate.
What?
I feel like Wayne Brady would do a great job just because of the let's make a deal thing. Like him kind of tossing to like the latest thing that's available on Amazon for the day would be incredible. And if you can't get Wayne Brady because he's too expensive, just get his sidekick Jonathan or whatever his name is.
It's so funny because Wayne Brady, I haven't watched any of the daytime like game shows that Wayne Brady's done in years.
Missing out.
But he is such a known commodity in my head that I'm like, oh yeah, anything Wayne Brady does is great. Of course he'd be great at this.
I went to a, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. Stugatz, you probably will be. So down at the University of Florida, they have, at homecoming, they have a thing called Gator Growl.
Right.
And it's like their like pre-homecoming big like entertainment party thing that they go on and they bring in someone like every year. And I saw Wayne Brady was like the headliner 1 year. So like you go and it's like this whole big party and all this stuff. And then the payoff is you get to see Wayne Brady. And then it was just like an episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Like he was just singing the whole time and he's like asking this crowd of 80,000, like, oh guys, what topic should I sing about next? And it's like, Wayne, you can't hear 80,000 people. Like you clearly have what it is that you're going to do. Like, let's just get on with this show. We ended up leaving early. It was the first time I left early, but I was like, thank you, Wayne, but I think I'm going to go and party.
How about Peyton Manning as a pitchman?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
What about Eli?
Warmer. Warmer.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cooper.
Cooper.
Cooper. Cooper. How about George Foreman?
What?
He's one of the great pitchmen of all time.
I mean, overrated, I think. He just had a grill, you know?
Well, he had a grill. I mean, it was supposed to
be the grill.
Thing sold itself, though, if we're going to be honest with you.
He lucked into that grill because
well,
it was supposed to be the Hogan grill. But Hogan wasn't around when they called, so they called George.
That's also according to Hulk Hogan, which we've never really kind of followed up. And we're just like, oh, Hulk Hogan said it must be true. And he's also said lots of bad things.
The Hogan grill would not be the same.
No.
Oh, I mean, Stu Gatz, speaking of wrestlers, though, or fighters in general, The Rock.
Oh,
I mean, since he's pitching everything good. Else.
Yeah.
The Rock would
or
be
Or your
great.
Dad.
I mean. America's dad selling them everything under the sun.
When do you think your dad stops the pitching?
Never.
Hmm.
Why would he? The money's flowing in.
I don't know.
The same time De Niro stops having kids.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Gojo show? Are you and your dad combining forces? Am I allowed to say that? What's happening?
We're in the process right now of something like that. Dad more regularly contributing, but he's basically been on there every day now because my mom's sick and tired of him. Like, that's really right. What this boils down to. And Stu Gotts, you can appreciate this because I'm sure Abby's in the same boat. Like, she got a little bit of taste of him being at home all the time, and she can only watch Con Air replays and midday television so much before she goes insane.
Con Air's a good movie. I got to it very late. Good movie.
I mean, I got issues with mom. I got to be honest. We love your dad. Your dad's a teddy bear, man. I would want him home all the time. I would.
I know, but like it's Con Air, The Rock, and then what's the other movie? Gladiator. Anytime he stops and watches it, so I just feel like that on a loop is a little bit too much for anybody.
Right.
And so yeah, he's in front of the mic a little bit more often with us right now, and you know we're all doing the we're back on the live programming kick right now, so we've been doing our show live, trying that out, and it's been good, but we've got dad out there more full time right now.
So mom is tired of having dad around the house, so she is pawning him off to you. Okay. You'll be tired of him soon too.
they've also still got to pay for my sister, so part of this is financially driven.
Yes, Sydney costs a lot of money. She does. I love her. I say that lovingly, Sydney. I don't want her on our bad side. But Mike, I'm saying this to Mike Sr., okay? There is always a home for you right here on God Bless Football with me and Billy Gill. We love you, okay? Your family may not, but we love you. I'm not certain if Mikey A does, Billy love you.
This sounds to me like you're nervous you're about to lose him.
Ooh. Golic?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been nervous for a while.
Yeah. Stugatz, I'm starting to get worried.
Why?
Because I don't think that we should just do the Jets every single week, and I feel like headed into the season, that's what's going to happen, and we're just going to be turning people off.
I won't do that. I promise you. Billy, I promise you. First off, again, I said this earlier. I am thinking about doing a Jets-specific weekly podcast with Mikey. I am thinking about it.
That's something.
But outside of the God Bless Football, umbrella. So I'm telling you right now, if we don't do that, we likely won't.
Yeah.
Okay? But if we don't, I am not going to make this Jets weekly. I promise you, okay? I'm not going to make it Jets weekly, Billy. That's not what the audience wants. And quite frankly, it's not what I want to do.
So I actually know Mikey A news that I don't know if you know yet because he keeps saying that he has to tell you this news. But it's exciting news for Mikey A that I don't know that you know yet. But we won't talk about it.
I have a feeling I know what the news is.
Well, it's exciting for him and it's exciting for the show. So I guess this is a tease of what that news is. And I don't know when we can share that news with you. Anyways, I was talking to Coogs the other day because I was saying that this is a thing. And I don't know if you guys have picked up on this yet.
Wait, so you're teasing that for a future show?
Yeah, whenever it is that we're allowed to
Mikey
talk about
A
it.
Mikey A has a new responsibility. It's football specific. It's very exciting for him. And you're right. We will have fun with it on the show.
Well, and it's exciting for us. So anyway.
But we don't know if we can announce it yet.
Exactly. So right. I was talking to Coogs and I was like, I don't know, because... This guys, I don't know if you've caught on to this. This is year round now. So we're trying to figure out what are we going to do year round with God Bless Football, because previously it was just in the off seasons during the season that we would do it, right? When it made sense. Because you're going to run into some slower weeks that it's like, well, what do we do now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one.
Well, you know.
But this was fun today. But yes, we're going to run into some slower weeks.
What do you think of this idea that Coogs gave me off air, which was just every week break down a division? And then you'd have experts, I guess, for the division, maybe. Sounds like you don't like it. We'll just keep thinking.
No. It's not that I don't like it, okay? I like it. I'm not certain me liking it means it's a good idea.
Well,
that's the problem.
That's true.
Coogs, come up with something different. I mean, every football show in America, how about Coogs comes on and breaks down every division with us? How about that?
You want Coogs to come on and just break down the divisions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll ask him if he wants.
New voice on the show. I like Coogs.
I also was told, by the way, I was told this morning in a meeting, I had someone come up to me and say, hey, Stugatz told me that I'm invited on God Bless Football anytime I want to be on.
I did say that to Tony.
Yes. Okay. I was throwing that out there to see if you said the person that you said that to, if it was the same person that said it to me, because I'm trying to figure out how many people you've made that open invitation to.
Just
You don't have to tell me. I'm going to figure it out eventually because they're going to come and start asking me, hey, when am I on Stugatz that I could be on whenever I want?
I think Tony's the last one to ask you.
The last one?
I hope so. I'm not certain. I may have said it to someone else, but I don't think I did. I may have said it to Chris Cody. I didn't. And Roy. Maybe Dan. Perhaps Mike.
Yeah. Should invite Danny to Super Bowl.
Danny was great at the Super Bowl.
You know who we need to have back on is Juju. We haven't had Juju on in a while. Juju was awesome.
I made him the same promise.
Yeah. Well,
Juju crushed the Super Bowl. Juju he won did. The Super Bowl.
He really did.
He did.
Danny was a table for a little bit. I still feel bad about that one.
I felt bad at the time. I did not want Danny to do that.
Yeah.
And that coming from a guy who has done countless ridiculous things for this show over 20 years, I did not want Danny to do that. I did. I didn't want to be typecasted into the wacky, zany, you know, table. TV remote table.
You want to be typecast as a table. What should we do with Chris Sims's quarterback list? Because we went over last year's list, and right. Jalen Hurts at 25 was absurd. So do you think that we should?
Although I would tell you, I criticized it earlier. I think a lot of people before the season, no one had any idea Jalen Hurts would be the MVP.
Oh, everybody.
Or in MVP contention.
Everybody said it was a make or break year for him.
Right. Now.
And put him in the same boat as Tua, by the way, before the season started.
Right. I think anyone who said Jalen Hurts was going to be great was in large part because of the talent they had around him, you know? But he was great. So Chris was wrong on that one. But Chris will be the first one to tell you.
Well, I mean, also, we got Jalen Hurts week one of the NFL last season. So
yes.
That's not going to be the case this season. No. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Jalen Hurts will not be available to us to start this season.
We're going
to
get the next Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Whoever that is. I don't know who.
Well, so do you think that we should come up with our own quarterback list? Like, do you want to do it collectively?
Should.
Oh, just me.
I mean, I'll help you out if you want because okay. Lord knows I love putting together a quarterback list. But I think what we need to do, because you were critical of Sims and a dangerous game for you.
Listen, man, it's a slow week.
But Sims is really good at this, really good at it. I think you should put together your top 40 list and we'll pair it against his top 40 list. And at the end of the season, we'll see who had a better year. Because I think nothing would piss Sims off more. And nothing would make me and you happier at the exact same time than your list being more accurate than his list. Oh, would his head explode?
Well, I mean, it's all subjective, right? How does someone decide who's like the 40th versus the 27th? This is what I'm thinking, though. I'm going to wait until his list is out, and I'm just going to move like 6 or 7 around and then call it a day.
Oh, wow. You're playing chess. He's playing checkers.
Mm-hmm. Let him do all the legwork, and then right. I'll just come in at the last minute, move like an 8 to a 12, a 12 to a 7. And
you're know, putting just... at number one, though. You know that already, right?
Yeah. I can tell you. Yeah, no, it's a big reveal really? To get to number one. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next week, Billy's number one and Mikey A's new job.
The worst tease in the history of the show.
It's going to be Tua.
It's Tua.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.